Well, we start a couple of days here with 80-plus degree temperatures, a lot of sun. It's cool this morning, but not as cold as the last couple of mornings, and temperatures will easily reach the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Not a whole lot of wind, but a little bit of an offshore westerly wind, which will allow some of that warmth to get to the beaches, but probably we'll see the sea breeze overwhelm that wind by late afternoon, so that'll drop those temps at the beaches at least a little bit. And the water temperatures have dropped over the last several days, thanks to the cool week of last week. We're back down to around 63 to 64 degrees for water temperatures now along our coast, so it's pretty nippy, and you get any wind off that Atlantic, that makes it cooler, which is key to our forecast later this week, but not before a very warm day tomorrow. We'll be into the mid-80s, and that west wind will pick up even a little bit more, so that should allow 80s all the way to the beaches, but by Thursday, it's a completely different ballgame. A cold front will slide across the area, winds shift to out of the northeast, or off the cool Atlantic, in other words, and that brings in some much cooler air. We'll struggle just to get out of the 60s, and likely will not get out of the 60s on Thursday, and gusty winds will make it feel especially brisk at the beaches. Your beach days for spring break this week are definitely tomorrow, and tomorrow, and then not so much by Thursday and Friday, although we start to warm up Friday to some degree inland. It will still be brisk and breezy at the beaches, and then by the time we get to the weekend, we're back into another warming trend as winds start to become more southerly. Now, we will see some showers accompany that cool front Wednesday night into Thursday. Some of that will also be due to onshore flow Thursday, but I don't think rainfall amounts overall are going to be all that great, and where there could be somewhat more significant showers would be closer to I-95 and especially the beaches. So inland, we'll continue to see an escalating fire danger through this week. And our oak pollen, it is peaking right now. It's at its worst, essentially. Starting with really last week, although the cold and some of the rain that we had helped us out for a while there. But really at its peak now, and will continue through next week, and then should gradually decline. So by the end of this month into early April, pollen sufferers, especially those oak pollen sufferers, which are pretty numerous around here, this time of year, get a little bit of a break. Nice break, actually, as we head through the end of the month, especially into the early part of April. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30X News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.